If you'd like to listen to Radio Free Brooklyn when you're not in front of your computer, please consider downloading our free mobile app available in the App Store for iPhone or the Google Play Store for Android.
You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. It's time to get lost in it.
Hey, welcome. It's Lost and Rewound on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Alon, and we bring this to you on RFB every Thursday as a means to get embarrassed maybe, or maybe just as a general rule, be a little more objective about our old stuff, our old sounds, our old voices, the way we used to sound from back in the day. And if you have songs from the old or just general sounds that have yet to be uncovered after many years under the lid, that is maybe a sewer, I don't know. It's underground, for sure. Lost and Rewound at RadioFreeBrooklyn.org. For the past 8 years, Days and Joe Stereo have been collaborating together along with a group of other MCs and DJs, for that matter, who make up altogether the Doom Bap Collective. Together, they make up the duo LRS, and their brilliant new EP entitled Thoughts is available on Bandcamp, so you should pick it up. And zooming with us now from Paris, France, welcome to Lost and Rewound, LRS, aka Joe Stereo and Days.
Hello.
What up?
Thank you guys so much for being on the show. How are you guys doing? How are you guys hanging in?
I right now am happy about life and I'm depressed at the same time. Because, you know, the situation that the world is in is what it is. And you kind of have to sit tight. They're having us reevaluate things, I guess. Or your life is having you reevaluated. I think that what you decide to do with your life is what you're always going to do with it when you finally figure it out. So that's what we're doing.
You guys are on the, hopefully not going to have this happen, but it seems like you guys are on the brink of a third lockdown. And, you know, with that in play, it seems like it's all the more inevitable that we kind of are forced in this case to sort of be our own best bedroom producers. You guys have really, Joe Stereo, you have really hit the ground running. Has the pandemic made you grind more at beat making?
I will say not that much, but it just made me like stay home, like I do like every time. it wasn't like a big issue for me. In fact, the biggest issue was like having the non-privilege to just go outside, you know, for like more than a kilometers around or something like this, but. The first one was like pretty easy, in fact. So I was doing making beats. I have a son, so I had my son every four days for like 3 days. So I was jumping on this cycle. So for me, it was like, it was cool. Every day I was outside for like 15 minutes, 20 minutes. And at the end, I was outside for like two, 3 hours, you know, like, and you live, in fact. And you live, and you see how how people function also. So that was funny. And we are going to the third lockdown, but it won't be a real lockdown because people need to work. The society need people to need to work.
For you, Days, you know, you've mentioned before how you're sort of oscillating between happy and depressed, but has this encouraged you to be more diligent about writing more?
Like Joe, it really hasn't changed so many things. It changes the way that you schedule your day, but otherwise, like, I would be doing the same thing because this is kind of like the chosen direction that just makes sense for me, you know.
When did you move to France?
That's 10 years ago, 10 going on 11 years ago, 2010.
What brought you there?
I left in a relationship, not looking for a wife necessarily, and interested in getting closer to Japan. But that's another story that we'll talk about later.
You're originally from Chicago?
Yes.
But you went kind of back and forth between LA and Chicago for a bit?
Yeah. In touring, I toured the country a couple times with a pseudo slang, like in APOC, with Green Brothers, with EV Records. But that's, again, that's like the story. We'll talk about it all that.
Okay. You got it, man. I just, I got to tell you, like, I used to do hip hop radio when I was in college, and I'm pretty sure that one of your old groups, and by virtue of associations, some of your other past associations showed up in the box as well. And I mean, the Doom Bap Collective includes a roster. It's a whole like roster of artists that are not just in France, but it's based in France.
It's my dream, man. It's my dream.
Talk a little bit about how that dream came to be.
Well, I left Chicago in 2010. I arrived in Paris after having had like a kind of tepid independent experience in the States, but getting to see some things and getting to make connections. I just took the ground running and decided to come here, and I started again with like pretty much nothing, just you know, because I figured, you know, if you put enough time in yourself or in your life and your technique, you know, the stuff how you want to do it, then you just do it, and that's all that's left to do. So I figured, hey, I'm going to depend on that, because that got me, you know, it got me from coast to coast in the States, which is already crazy enough to think. They got me meeting random people. I mean, like in my experience, like meeting people randomly, like, but significant people, like seeing Dave Chappelle or talking to Saul Williams, you know, or just things like that. And now finally working with Mike Ladd. On instinct, I came, I found a wife, made a baby, and tried to make kind of a career again. In doing that, I got to see what the scene is out here and understand how things work, you know. It's a little bit different, but you can apply characteristics that are specific to either territory in the other territory, in the opposite territory. It's interesting to me, you know, to be a human, because being human overlaps everything.
I think that's one of the magical threads that really loops hip hop all around the world. Justerio, you're originally from France.
I'm French from my father and Congolese from my mother. Mm-hmm. I grew up in France, and I've been twice in US. Mm-hmm. First one was like late December 2008, and the last one was August 2011. And I went to Chicago, New York, LA, Phoenix, Austin, and Oakland and San Francisco.
What was the reception like? You were just playing some DJ sets, or were you in another group at the time as well?
The first one was just Chicago and New York City. I was just beginning making beats. So that was really the beginning of all this adventure. I met Radius over there. I wasn't skating more than making beats, but I made some beats, but like 2K10. So I was like figuring out Ableton by this time.
Seems like there is certainly bound for, you know, amazing collaborations when you are in such a tight-knit scene. Could you talk a little bit about your experience with hip-hop growing up?
Man, hip-hop. When it has begun. On TV, with some friends. I was maybe 11 by this time. I was in Bayonne, in the southwest of France. I was 24 when I came in Paris. So 24, it's like 2K4. And 2K4, I came here to be like a sound engineer. So I did like stagiaire to Guignol de l'Info. And I was like an assistant to for groups in Paris, like live bands. So I could see like the two ends of the sound industry. Either you work for like TV, either you work for shows. It's a different mindset. By this time, when I arrived in Paris, there was like some underground shows for like $5. And there was like Omid. I saw AWOL one. I met Reiskar there. I met Akin of Sign there. Tablik. I saw Giroud de Damaja, Barracuda, Tavius Beck, Subtitle, Modulok.
And where was this? This was like a basement?
21 Soundbar, and that was like Alban and Mathieu Roche were like organizing shows. So that was like the whole beginning of my hip-hop shit. And the hip-hop made me discover like people, you know? Those shows that I were, that I went where I met Days. For instance, we are at the same level. We are in a bar and it's really tight, it's really tiny, but we are just like maybe 20 or 30 people. But we are on the same level. There is no stages, you
it's
know.
It's quite intimate.
Yeah.
So in fact, and I talked to Tavius Beck by this time. I don't know. It was like maybe 2K7 or something. And I said, yeah, you want to make beats? He said, yeah, you can.
There you go.
Yeah, because if I recall from your submission to RFB, you had indicated that when you guys had met, it was like you knew each other for decades and that the chemistry came casually, yet convincingly normal. What does that mean?
For me, like just meeting another brother, but in a real... And crazy, like with nothing attached, to be like, this is like fam. I've never had that. I've rarely had that experience. You know, when you go, well, you can have it more when you get outside. You know, it felt very genuine, and I also tried to approach it genuinely, with some authenticity. You know, and with everything that I had. That's how real humans, you know, I think get across.
Be honest with me. Were you still Reiskar at this point? Were you another artist name? You had, I think, a full handful of names at this point. So spill the beans. Were you? When did you turn into Days? And what were? Who are you really?
That's good. That's a good one. That's a good one.
1251.
At the time, I'm still Reiskar because that's a. I didn't give a thought. I didn't give a thought to things, you know. But at some point, after this 21 Soundbar set kind of ended with me, like I was kind of forced to move on and check the rest of France out. So I took some offers and made some more music and just did as many featurings as I could. But just really in the back of my mind, keeping in mind that I want to, there's a bigger picture to it. And it's like, I didn't even understand myself then, but I understand what I was planning for myself now. It's strange to say that. It's very strange to say that, but. You know.
What did it mean to change your artist name to this?
Okay. So Reiskar is a palindrome. Agreed? That's backwards.
That is agreed. Yep. Yeah. And it's very brilliant.
I contemplated doing a mixtape called Level. Ha 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 ha. so
I love the Reiskar levels, they're the best,
you know, but that was balance, you know. I at the time, like where I came from before in my career, it was quite chaotic, so I needed to bring some kind of balance to it, and it did for a bit. But Reiskars are fast and I'm not fast, so I had to think about if this is the correct adjective for me, because I write fast. I can rap okay. Not I don't twist so much, but you know, if there's a nice slow drum and bass, you know, I might get down. But you know, that's just not the image. And I like cars. I was interested. It was a thing that a concept that was really attractive to me. But then life sets in. Real life sets in. And you get tired of being a car. So what's bigger than a car? A day.
Yeah.
Be days, in fact. Be light, you know? And I mean, I didn't make the choice to be corny. But I made the choice to mature, to show maturity. You know?
That's real, man. Have a new EP that's out, and we want to play a track from it. And I got a chance to listen, and considering just how frigid it's been recently, there's some rap that just feels really good to listen to in the cold weather. And good thing you guys released it in the winter. I mean, this is like some dope stuff.
Thanks, man.
Talk about the process of putting this out and what this EP means to you both. Okay. Thoughts. So I'm sure you have plenty.
Yeah, Joe wants me to go. Me as Days, like I'm kind of like this lazy schizophrenic because I have a lot of ideas. So I was like, okay, why don't we do Thoughts in Action? Because we basically, you know, we were sitting on tons of music to put out, and it's like it comes in spurts. Every 3 months or something, where it's like you turn around and you're like, which track are you talking about? So we have to organize. You organize it by putting it out. So we put seven together, and we plan on doing in fact, I want to go back and do lows, my bro. I mean, I want to do lows and mids, do a anyway. I'm sorry. I'm dribbling.
Blue is already out.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. We're going to get to the highs later. That's for later in the show.
I think just for the time, since that year was, you know, last year, it's heavy. So we tried to do something that, you know, was a little bit more up. And I think the cover, the picture, the album cover itself, the digital album cover, speaks for itself. You can see the photo is like fully in the sun at a good point in Paris.
Oh yeah, is that overlooking Paris from what peak of sorts is that?
Sacré Montmartre, le Sacré Cœur, pardon.
Sacré Cœur. It's a sacred heart. It's a nice view. It's quiet. It's been really strangely, bizarrely quiet. You know, like I'm from Chicago, and what I remember. It's very busy and there's a lot of people, but you know, it's like, I guess this is like everywhere where there's nobody on the, you know, there's nobody out, but it was a day where I think, I don't know, something happened, something lightened up and like people were allowed to, it wasn't a crazy curfew, or maybe it was a crazy curfew.
No.
It wasn't a crazy curfew.
We showed that at so 1 p.m.
Yeah. So it was cool, you know.
Before we play this song, I wanted to cover the title of it briefly in terms of what the meaning is. It is French, and it is je ne suis pas digne. We covered it before we started recording, and I know it's like je ne suis pas digne. It's I'm not worthy. Digne.
Yes.
I'm not worthy. Who's not worthy? You, Days?
Yeah, I'm not worthy.
Like okay. Everyone. Yeah. Everyone. Like, you know, the sample is like a religious, a Christian choral, in fact. So it's a sample.
Okay.
Yeah. But I say that in a Wayne's World way.
I feel that. Okay, let's take a listen. This is off the new EP by LRS, aka you guys perform under this name LRS, and I keep referring to you by your singular names, but what does LRS stand for?
The Living Room Sound System.
Ooh, I like that a lot. So, without further ado, we are going to listen to this track, selected by myself because it's one of my favorites, from the EP Thoughts, released by LRS, right here on Radio Free Brooklyn, Lost and Rewound. All over this are just so jazzy. Was there a specific like direction that Joe, that you were going in terms of like producing this and like the kind of samples that you had in your head to make this? Like, was there a certain theme, I guess, overall arching you were trying to create with the mood?
The last past year, I had like people who send me tracks or things, or I just pick vinyls and from a friend. And so I went on all this, in fact. But it was mainly jazz music.
Yeah. And yeah. Days, I know that you got the beat and then you wrote the song from there, right?
Yeah. No, it's kind of nice to be part of the process of the, even to be around for the beat, even if I'm not writing, you know.
Is that something that is not usual with your writing process? Do you tend to write the song, write the lyrics first and then hope that a beat can match it?
Yeah, maybe for the first half of my career. In fact, like a lot of the arrangement was made before I even arrived. So it's different to actually have a hand in it, even if, you know, you're just supervising per se. It was nice to be there and to see the evolution of the vibes and to understand where maybe you can take the song.
Radio Free Brooklyn's mission is to provide a free and open platform to our community and promote media literacy, education, and free expression. We rely primarily on donations from listeners like you. Every dollar helps us stay on the air. Support independent community media by pledging whatever you can. All contributions are tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law. Please support with a monthly pledge or one-time donation at radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate.
We want to transition now to some of the older tracks from your catalog, and I am looking right now at what is apparently your very first collaboration together, y'all. And it's dated April 22nd, 2013, on the release, Justereo. Tell us about Off Praha and the conception of this song that you did with Days called Then.
November 2011, I go live in Prague, in the Czech Republic. And I do an album, like 12 tracks, which finishes with a Perseph one from Houston. And when I come back, it's an instrumental album. Sorry. And when I come back in Paris, in fact, I just like put out a new setup and blah, blah. And it took me like a year to do it. So the first recording that I did in my home studio by this time was with Days, Race Car. And 1251.
Yeah. I want to get to that a little bit, but continue.
And in fact, that was the first recording that I did with my setup.
1251.
Yes, sir.
Is this going to sound so corny, but this is a reference to the Stroke song, or is there another reference to 1251 that I need to know that we want to know about?
1251 on a digital alarm clock. It looks like two R's facing each other.
God.
So I thought Race Car was great. When I moved, I saw the digital alarm clock in there. You couldn't make this shit up. Yeah, I'm not making that shit up.
My God.
Yeah. It was balanced. It was a deep experiment in what balance is.
Yeah.
And I just became more imbalanced, so I just embraced the imbalance.
This track is called Then, and it was released in 2013, and it features 1251 as the lyricist, aka Days. But goddamn, man, with the palindromes. I'm very, very on board with this. Let's take a listen, okay?
Change is atypical. Patterns are religious. Scatter all the dishes. A miserable man sways difficult and sees that data as a mission. Status like a digit on the matter or the inning. The platter on and spinning. Matter on the minute, meter on the mind. Yo, kill the laughter and the lineage. Menace is attendant, but I recline the limit. The ladder is a mimic. Time to tight lines a minute. The lines elicit what matters is a dissonant. Turn the kick like you said it turned a bitch. Before and after isn't finished. Set it in a clinch, yeah, I'm headed to the land of the essence. The chapter is diminished. Open-handed, they scan your lenses, your hands and your assets. By this time you were branded and added to a database, matters and your habits are access. Wicked laugh, what's a wicked laugh? Sends a dirty deed. At 33, 30 means pulls off one single surgery. Per degree, perversions, burglary, insert turn of the murdery. Perjury cannot be charged straight up if they murder we. No witness, case dismissed, face on this paste on quick. Disgrace of fifth of raging sin. And the maze is this thick. This place, this rat race, can break you in. Turn you out, tuck your chin, and then take your grin. Take your win, take it in, and take a sec before you sign the check. Show your soul ain't on the line, but don't you misalign respect. Hiding your friends, providing a chance, arriving in bear, the chances to take, riding the brain. So pizza run ache, confided in line, and tied in the lake. Bodies of water, stay out of the order, reported, advising you out of the cake. No siding with fakes, just striving to make a strive on some side till I'm bothering to bake. Slicing the sound, enticing the drum. No grounds, I know now I'll be fighting the stakes. But you gotta take risks, and in dealing with this, we have to bite and invite it to take. Digesting the session and sweating the lesson, and never be less than enticing the two. After the one, and before the five, ordering, bordering outside. outside the frame. Highlight is a game, just hiding the names who live under deep as of the rain. Seeping like rain through the tightest of seals. Sealing my fate as I try to regain the light on my name. Is spotted and trained, but I'm a quicker than pot in the brain. Race got it to strain, don't mean a thing until you pot every pot of the grain. I'm dead. Then change. Then
I scratched that in.
Wow, bars, a lot of bars.
Oh, thanks, man.
Let's talk about your evolution in voice here, because the first track we heard, your voice is very low, and you do not have this low of a voice in this song. Is that on purpose?
It's true, but you know, sometimes. No, man. That's a direct tribute to Doom.
Oh, damn! It's R.I.P.
It's a tribute to Doom and the great man that Madlib still is.
Yeah.
Because he created Quasimodo, so I took Quasimodo and I put Doom together. And you know what? If anyone wants to put in journal code or whatever, that's what it is, you know? It's a tribute to my heroes, you know?
Good heroes to be making tribute to. And as if it wasn't said enough, RIP to MF Doom, all caps when you spell the damn name. Really a tragic loss. It was the first thing, actually, I thought of when I saw Doom Bap written down. I was like, was that... an intentional sort of nod?
Actually was not, because according to analytics, you would not pop up in the search. My original proposition to the group was Doom Bap with three O's, and we would have won on Google, but they didn't want to go with that. They want to go with Doom Bap. So we went with Doom Bap. But it's not necessarily a direct tribute to MF Doom, even though, like, now, you know, we miss our peoples, but there's no connection to it. It's more like when you say boom bap, but we feel doomed. But we feel doomed in our boom bap because nobody listens to boom bap anymore.
Which is a shame, a damn shame at that. I know that it's already tough for me to grasp just how much music is out there. And I would just like to put myself on blast for not boom boom bapping enough in my 30s.
Hey man, no don't worry. I mean, I think that the people who make a unique mark in music will always continue to be heard in the timeline and continue to be exposed as it would be, whether it's later on in life or at the right time or happens before. That's up to whatever powers that be and other things we don't need to talk about.
let's talk about this track. Is again, like, it's completely different than what we were listening to before. It seems like there is a lot more. I'm not saying it's rushed at all. The word I'm looking for is maybe it was intended. And Jostaria, if you can correct me on this, that you were trying to create something a little more frenetic.
This beat is has been made in Prague during the time I was there, and I was doing my first album. And for me, this track was the best track that I did during that time. And I thought, like it could be great to have 1251 race car days on it. And it did happen. So I did j'ai eu ma chair de poule. I have the chicken. Chicken scene. You know, and the track has been recorded, but yeah, that's the whole meaning of it. That was the first track we done.
Yeah, it was just a good. I think it was really good. Good energies going into the track.
Definitely.
Itself. So it's unique in and of itself. Like, I'm glad that we captured that moment, but I'm also very happy to continue to evolve with my man. You know.
Let's shift gears into more of your collaborative efforts. The first album you put out together called Highs. From what you had told me, Jostaria, this was beats that you had made from a range of different years.
I was living in Lyon, like 2K, late 2K9 until like July 2K11. And I was making beats with my MPC by then, MPC and Ableton. And I met Racecar in 2K10. And in fact, we recorded after I came back from Prague. Beginning of 2K12. And I redo my home studio like 2K13, so a year after. And I start like recording. We started recording everything like 2K15 until 17.
I'm looking at the album cover and I can't see it all. Oh, here it is. Ableton and pad and microphone on the couch. Quote in question mark, the meeting. It's wonderful. It's very like, this is like very much like on brand for first album together. Got a lot of tracks on this album and we're going to listen to just a couple. But I'm grateful that this is available to listen to on your Bandcamp as well for those who want to throw you some euros. And they should, because it's Bandcamp. You could stream it. Or you could buy it. I mean, I'm always happy to support.
You stream it. They let you stream it like two times, right? I think it's times. And then
is that the case? And then they make you buy it?
Yeah, it's normally two times, and then you have to buy it.
Well, good. That's the way it should be.
But unless you change IPs.
Okay, so the first track you're going to listen to. What?
Use VPN.
Use VPN.
I use that all the time for a lot of things. we're gonna listen to a couple tracks. Time is Love. What more appropriate title for a show about the past than talking about time? What is Time is Love, and what could we expect from this track?
That's for me to answer. That's crazy. Now I'm off guard. Hold on 1 second. Let me think about that.
Aha. I caught my guest off guard. Yes. No, I don't know. Go. Whatever. Take your time, man.
Lucky to have a smile, so use it. Lucky to have a mile, so cruise it. Wait, what's love got to do with it? Come on. Let the horse keep its shoe. Dude, there it is. It's the very beginning bars of the song. And after I heard the song initially, it's like, that's like what I wanted to say. It's like to be sarcastically happy. And I think I captured that.
This is the most difficult smooth song I've ever done in my life. Respect. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to the Joe Stereo. You lucky. Lucky to have a smile, so use it. Lucky to have a mile, so cruise it. Wait, what luck got to do with it? Come on, let the boys eat this shoe. Dude, on a search for the punch in my thirst, little perp and an end to the search. In a hearse, no, unless I'm driving it, time is love. So we insert life in it, raw dog. No pull for lack, tick tock, just rock from the back. Till the position is switched, time we got time doing the splits. Oop a little blue on a tip, tip, top of the bottom, done blue with the bits. Throwing out a back like a boomerang, ring the bell. Round 2 with this shit, the best of 10. Best of 20 if the honey is heavyweight. Funny how we gotta get it every day. Get it in, get it on, get it anyway. That would be possible. Clean as a gleam that is seen in my optical. Ring of the crops won't seem as chronicle. Dreams of a stopping it seems improbable. Rap out of hits, place a miss on top of my conical. Obelisk. She wrote that ish with a lick of the lips and the whole scene's comical. Can't take more than a head and about an inch of the shaft. Still hit that shit top to bottom, whole card. Just like Rav with an autograph. I autograph on a quarter calf. Later caught her clinching a tryst. Then I saw the lab. Time's in my spice rack. Time on the love and love wanted life back. Except that mixed and bubbled in the stew. Trouble when you try to undo like 1-2. Time is love, love is life. Life is living, but we don't have time. Love is time, life is love. Living is life, but we won't have time. Time is love, love is life. Life is living, but we don't have time. Love is time, life is love. Living is life, but we won't have time. I'm about to float like frequency. Climb, like I know when it reaches in. Signs, when she rolled the regally. Line, in the dot frequently. Prime, meridian and median. Kind, fucking Sibian but needing him. Crime, now the kidneys ain't bleeding, spin. Trying, like she's singing hymns. But it's that we don't see. That what she sees is oh so close to the truth. And if we would be a little bit more real, then we could get close to the roots.
that's never how it goes. I suppose so open your closed mind and she'll open her closed mind. That's respect.
Bah. Bah. I don't know if y'all, I mean, for what it may be worth, the listener can't tell, but I kept my video on. You guys opted out, so you can see me just fucking wiling out in my chair here in the lair. That was fresh, man. That was fucking awesome. The beat is so hypnotic. I love that. Like, it sounds like some like roads that are some really squelchy sort of roads that you sampled there, Justerio. And then Days, of course, you got like this just impeccable like flow changes, just rapid fire throwing bars left and right. But like, I don't know, man. I gotta like give that a second listen off air. Like that, I was.
It's not battle bars, because battle bars, like, much respect to all the battle dudes who are doing that out there. They're capturing the moment, but what I'm trying to capture, like, you know, the plane of existence.
You have like all this room. I mean, just writing that kind of beat, like, this sounds so much fun. You say it's in a sarcastic manner. Do you actually believe in what you are saying here?
It depends on how you interpret the song, because the actual lady that I'm describing is life. If you look at, even I'm a victim of that, as a society treating life like that, we're supposed to have audacity at that, but we don't, because we're desensitized more and more and more and pushed to extremes where we don't need to be, because it's not natural. And that's my point in doing this song. But yeah, actually, like, it's just the really sarcastic nuggets are the things that I want people to think about. And whatever, when you listen to it, the things that like really pique you, like, those are the things that you should pay attention to, what I'm saying or I'm trying to pass by. Otherwise, it goes by and it sounds like as if I'm just doing the rapper thing where I've got, you know, seven chicks in a motel room and there's positions changing and yada, yada, yada.
No, I didn't get that at all. But okay. No, I didn't get.
It has that to it too. If you listen to it on the surface value of it, she rolled the conical. What is a conical structure, and what does it represent? These are the questions that you should ask then, on the surface.
How has living in France affected you on a humanist level? And it seems as like it might have made things a lot different for you, perspective wise.
Quite. In fact, it answered the question that I asked myself when I left for the West Coast from Chicago in 2005. It was answered in a different manner than I was used to, being as what I thought the cliche of being an American was. It answered that in a way that I couldn't understand. It's so crazy to think that just meeting someone in your own city is like a gamble, you know? Just meeting a new person in your own, really meeting a new person that you're going to share like time with, like for months or years or whatever the case may be, even for a week, just to know a new friend or a new whatever, a new acquaintance, that's infinitesimal. Now, how much more infinitesimal is it to like talk to people or meet people just on chance, like normal, who you may make the greatest music of your life with, or may change your view on things, or may better your life. In fact, you know, that there it is.
I think that the personal relationships will take you obviously farther than any professional relationships, but the personal relationships are what get you to those professional relationships more meaningfully.
But then when profession and personal are no longer even like categories to add to it, it becomes more than that. It's just your friend. Your family, you know what I mean? It's like your family, like making a family.
this final track we're going to be listening to is another track from the album Highs. This is a track called Together.
I can't believe that I made this song so far ago, because its relevancy is stirringly and hopefully shakingly awakening right now. Because it's called, the chorus is, it'll be fun, we'll be together. It'll be fun, I'll see you never. I don't know what kind of sarcastic energies were in the air. I have no transmissions from anyone at that time. It's purely who I am.
Yeah.
And you know, I just made a song about being together and not being together.
It'll be fun. Trust me.
I don't trust you.
Trust me, man.
I mean, I wouldn't trust me.
It'll be fun.
Where the fun? Fun where the fun's at. I heard a fun fact, it's finally over for dumb rap.
Oh, yeah.
Waiting so long, not fun, not one. But since I've been waiting so long, I'm not done. Much like Sage, you'll be amazed at the dimension I add to your stew. What I do, I put my pension to the pad. Never mention I'm mad, just mad skill. Feeling that bitching and moanings for bitches who missed the moment. Missed the reality sometimes, reality sums mine. Totality in one mind, it's alleyway sometimes. Rally the sun rays, soak in the moonshine. Broken on Sundays and choking by noontime. It'll be fun, we'll be together. It'll be fun to see you never. It'll be fun, we'll be together. It'll be fun to see you never. It'll be fun, we'll be together. It'll be fun to see you never. It'll be fun, we'll be together. It'll be fun to see you never. It's a neat thing, this beat swings better than sheep bling on a street king who pockets more cheddar than the sheiks bring. In a kingdom with no heading, whining like a snake without tail, binding like a brake without a rail. Thrill seeking watchmen, still seeking watchwomen. An onion with no shredding, still needs chopping on the block. When the shit don't work out, some of us choose to murk out. Some of us hang tough, though it's not so hot. Cold world, ain't it? When your sand's the refuge, with nowhere to get to, so you cop you a squat. You and the sun watch the earth pass together. Keep a close eye out, be sure to squat from the cops. Were we ever really together? Miles apart in the same room, fearing the same doom. Howdy, governor. How's the bubbling? More troubles than gold bars. So far, there's no par. Whoops, it's the other way around. Under cold stars, old false. Pass quicker than roll cars. Warm sun, cold drinks. B.O. juice on icebergs. Blasting with nice words, I see it through. Enorm sun, old blinks, real degrees. No icebergs, hassling tight curves. I see the truth.
See the truth.
Don't need the proof. It's already burnt. Floating away in the air, upside down. Now you see the root.
It'll be fun.
It'll be fun.
We'll be together.
We'll be together.
It'll be fun.
Be fun
to see you.
Never.
It'll be fun.
It'll be fun.
We'll be together.
We'll be together.
It'll be fun.
Be fun
to see you.
Never.
It'll be fun.
Be fun.
We'll be together.
Be together.
It'll be fun.
Be fun
to see you.
Never.
It'll be fun.
We'll be together.
It'll be fun to see you.
Never.
Head down, mind up, eyes forward. Got the let out, skies cut, revised source. Out is lock swing, dread fades. If that's is knocking, get around the best base. Them heads is blocking. Hold tight, hold course, and simply streaming. On the road, right, miles left behind like feelings. On in-flight mode, style breath. Fed up with dreaming, manifest my death. The debts hit ceilings. On a breakthrough to break out. Emboss the beating and an impression and testing. Your relief brings, not a made mark on play charts. We sit at all jeeling, just wind down, sign out. Accept this feeling with no white out, just wide out. Side of dealing with the dry spell. I fell into my breathing, so pipe down and pack up. Preferred the motion, man, with lights out. It's black sounds that got you bleeding back up. It'll be fun, we'll be together.
It'll be fun,
it'll be fun
to see you,
never.
It'll be fun,
it'll be fun.
We'll be together.
We'll be together.
It'll be fun,
it'll be fun
to see you,
never.
See you never.
It'll be fun,
it'll be fun.
We'll be together.
Be together.
It'll be fun
to we'll see you, never.
Never.
It'll be fun,
we'll be together.
It'll be fun,
I'll see you never.
Come on,
I see you.
It'll be fun.
Come
I
on,
see you. It'll be fun.
No, I don't.
Trust me.
Psych.
It'll be fun.
It'll be fun, son.
It'll be fun.
Yo, son.
Hun.
Yo, hun.
It'll be fun.
It'll be
come
fun.
Come on,
trust one.
Together.
It'll be
it'll
fun.
Be fun.
Oh, no.
Second thought, I'll see you never.
How? did yeah. you create a song that immediately made all the more sense for the pandemic time?
At the time, I was really mad about not being able to just go play shows, you know?
At the time, you were...
At the time I made that song. How it relates to the pandemic is, like, crazy. I don't know. For me, let's just say it's faithful coincidence.
Yeah.
It's crazy to hear, because I don't know. My life has been not hard, you know, not as hard as, like, I hear other people, but, man, like, it's been heavy. And I just feel like I've been, you know, when you, how do I want to say that? People know, because we all feel things. And if you haven't felt that it's been more heavy now than when you were young and when you were with your folks and when you're, I mean, it was heavy. There were heavy things for them, but, man, like, I just feel for the newer generation, for everybody that exists now, like, it's, there's a lot of responsibility to figure out what it is, and figure out what it is quick, and to put yourself in a place where you can continue to be, even to be.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I get it, though. It's like, it's not taking anything for granted anymore.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Right on the point, man. Right on the point. But does that song, I'm almost sorry that I made it, because it was for the fans who I could never play a live show for.
So that was fan service.
Like, yeah, oh, yeah, it's so great that we met. You know, it's so great that you'll hear me, and you'll have your criticisms, or you'll have your praise, and I'll never get to see it, and we'll never get to share the moment. So it's kind of a yin yang. I don't know. I felt like kind of bratty. I feel kind of bratty when I did
it. Does that get a similar feel for you, Justerio?
Yeah, this beat was. I was in Lyon when I did this beat, so it was like. You know, all the old fishes that I got in with me.
It's so cool that you were able to be that objective and to listen back to the sounds of old, so we can all get a chance to hear how you got from there to here. You're keeping it going real strong.
I definitely have to acknowledge and give a big shout to Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes. He was supposed the prophet, one thing, but there is actually a DJ turntablist who was supposed to be here on this call, who goes by Jesus Christ. One of my co-hosts, Rachel, couldn't be here because of the time that we were recording this, and I told her that we were going to have a Jesus on the call, but he couldn't make it, so it's just two. And I was like, no, but really.
Oh, that's pretty dope, though. I think Dave Chappelle would get a kick out of that.
I'm sure he would.
That's pretty nice for everyone. I think that's why he picked the name, I think, if I think deeper. Anyway, you know what? Again, if you're down, let's have a few more conversations, like, so we can unveil more parts of the story, and we can include other members, even, because this Distant Star is closer to you.
I am certainly open to having another one of these conversations, and it is a privilege and an honor to be able to be speaking to distinguished gentlemen like yourselves. You guys are making fantastic music. I really don't even know where to start with plugging your stuff, but I suppose the best place to start is to go to lrs1.bandcamp.com. Are there any other Bandcamp links or other links elsewhere that someone should go and check out?
Okay, I'm going to try to do a melodic one. WWW. That's three W's, right?
Yes. Punt.
JESUSCRISE.bandcamp.com. dun, dun. I got to do extra horns because I'm pretty sure we're going to try to sample that. Dun, 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 dun. I'm glad to meet you, Elon, and to make acquaintance with all your fans and with all your listeners, and to share this moment whenever they choose to share it. And with my man Joe Stereo and Jesus Christ, who will get back on the joint, and the rest of Doom Bap. And it's just, thank you for planting the seed. That's all. Thank you.
Happy to garden, my man. Joe Stereo and Days hanging out with me here on Radio Free Brooklyn for another edition of Lost and Rewound. You have been listening to episode 244, and we'll be back next week with another brand new edition. I'm Alon, signing out. Au revoir from
Valera. One more thing. To all the listeners, when you tune in here, you're never lost.
But plenty rewound.
I'm saying
it's like Days is like, that's how long it'll take me to get through all this, man. Like I wanted to be a better prepared interviewer, just as a hip hop, as like a general interviewer for like an online radio community, yes, and also as like a hip hop head even more, right. so it's just so daunting. I'm like, oh my god, where am I gonna begin?
Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
Don't be sorry. I'm the one who should be apologizing. Except I apologize all the time, so it's okay.